Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the new Weight Watchers. Built for real life and real results. No matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he got lost on a mountain and he felt someone physically help him get back home. Who was it, though?
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you want access to everything ad-free, binge away all you want, get the full archive, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. You can even try it out for free or patreon.com/realghoststories. Multiple ways to get access to all of our stuff. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Have you ever been lost in the woods? I mean, getting this, you know, the guy's lost on a mountain. That sounds even scarier than the woods, but I'm guessing that plays into this a little bit.
I have not. I actually get more lost in places like hospitals and city streets and stuff like that. I had to go to the hospital in a little bit larger city than I'm accustomed to this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was with somebody and I said, you're keeping track of where the car is and how we're getting to and from the room, right? Because I would have no, I would get in the hospital, I would get to the room, I'd never make my way back out, ever.
Yeah, it can be confusing. I remember, I remember as a kid getting lost in a hospital in Milwaukee once. My uncle was there when I was a kid. And I want to say it was like Frederick. Is this Frederick still a hospital in Milwaukee?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And there was an underground passage thing that like took you from one building to, I remember like a big underground tunnel thing. And then like wandering around as my parents visited and stuff and really getting turned around in those places, but kind of enjoying it. It was like, well, worst case, I'll somehow get pointed back to where I'm going. I'm just going to keep wandering. But it was kind of fun. I kind of like getting lost a little bit every now and then. It's going to be great.
I'm going to be one of those adults somewhere down the road where, here we got a gentleman. He can't find his way out to his car. I'll be that guy.
And be like, no, I'm okay. I wanted to get lost. I'm doing this on purpose. Yeah. Really? No, right. You don't need to. Don't find anybody for me. I'll figure this out. It'll be great. It'll be great. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
Hey, guys. It's Steve here. Got a little story. It's actually pretty interesting. From the Appalachian Mountains in the southwestern part of Virginia, a lot of coal mining in that area. The whole economy has revolved around the lumber industry and coal mining. And my grandparents had a sizable tract of land. We call it the mountain. And my grandfather mined coal. And they had 13 children in all. But when my father was 4 years old, my grandfather was killed in a mine-related incident. And it was, you know, pretty shocking to the family. But the reason I'm calling in and giving you this story is it was a week after his death. He actually would get, well, let me back up. He would get up every morning at 5 a.m. and hook to a wagon. He'd hook a horse to the wagon, and he had a farm, you know, where they raised a lot of their food. So he would hook to the wagon, and he would go out to the fields and out to the cattle, and he would feed, do whatever he would need to while the grandmother, my grandmother, was getting breakfast ready for the children. And he would come back and have breakfast with them. Then he would head off to work. Well, after he passed away, after he was killed, he actually was in a mining accident and burned alive. It was a week afterwards. The graveyard is only, you know, within seeing distance from the house. And my grandmother, of course, up at 5 a.m., cooking breakfast for the kids, and she hears this wagon go by the, you know, the old house. And just as my grandfather would come by through the mornings and, you know, to go out to the fields prior to going to work, well, she looked out the windows, and you know, she told this story several times. My grandmother was not one of the tall tale kind of people, you know. It was, if she told you something, it was the truth. It was gospel, you know. So she said that she looked out all the windows, opened the door, looked out, didn't see nothing. And, you know, she thought, well, you know, her nerves, what she just went through, you know, her nerves is, you know, playing tricks on her. So she goes about her day. The next morning, 5 a.m., she's up, starts breakfast, and sure enough, she hears that wagon and the horse and wagon come by the house again, you know. Now, this house was very secluded, a mile from any other houses, 1 mile from the regular bottom of the road to the top of this mountain where they live, very secluded up in the mountains. She hears it again. She rushes to the windows, doesn't see anything. And she's thinking to herself by this time, my God, you know, am I going crazy? You know, what's up? So the next morning, she gets every one of the children up about a quarter till 5 in the morning, you know, and puts them by every window in the house. And sure enough, 5 a.m. comes around. All of them heard the horse and wagon come through. And they're looking out. They don't see nothing. They go to the door, open the door, hear it, but they don't see it. That was the last time they heard it, you know. But flash forward 20 years, she remarried. And again, I said earlier, this house, you know, the home place was very secluded up in the mountains. And the cemetery for the family's on top of this mountain. And there's actually another cemetery on our family land that, you know, houses are, has Hatfields on one side and the McCoys on the other side of the cemetery. So my grandmother remarries, and of course he's a coal miner as well. And it was hard to get a vehicle up this old wagon road to where to the top of the mountain to where the home place was. So, my step-grandfather at the time would walk off the mountain of the morning and catch a ride to the coal mines, and then they would drop him off at the foot of the mountain, and he would make the journey back to the top at night. And there was a shortcut you could take if you knew your way. It wasn't smart to take at night because it took you by a cliff face, and it could be very dangerous. But if you knew the mountain and you knew the way, you know, it was a quicker way home for him. Well, on this night, he's getting in late. This is my step-grandfather. They work late. He gets in. It's a terrible storm has come through. It's real foggy that night. And He usually gets in around 8 p.m. every evening. Well, it's a little bit later that he gets off, but he's about 8:30 getting in. It's real dark, foggy. And actually, I heard my father tell this story because he was at home at just visiting his mother, just so happened to be this night. And she tells him, says, you know what? Your stepdad hasn't come in yet. It's raining outside. It's a storm. Surely, you know, he hasn't slipped on a rock and fell, or he's injured. And she's going to send my father down the mountain to see if he can, you know, spot him. So my father gets to the front door, and they open the door, and, you know, my step-grandfather, which would have been my dad's stepdad at that point, was standing at the front door, white as snow, just visibly shaken. They get him in the house and warm him up, and, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, I got out of the truck, and I start the climb up the mountain, start walking, and I think, you know, it's just miserable, the rain, so I'm going to take the shortcut, and I get lost. You know, it's so foggy, I can't see, and it's dark. Something cold as ice, he said, took him by the hand and led him, pulled him and led him to the front door of the house. And that's where my father and grandmother found him, at the front door, and he just couldn't talk, you know, for a few minutes. So he got his wits about him anyway. Today, you know, the land is still owned by the family, and there are several stories associated that I may call back in if you would like, and tell you some of my personal experiences. One reason after my father has passed, and my whole family is buried there, and it gets pretty freaky. It's not a place I want to be after dark, and I'm a grown man. So love what you guys do, and thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing that that story with us. Would you like to be buried in a cemetery or out in somebody's family land?
Yeah, no, the whole thing creeps me out. I'm creeped out by the location of the homestead out mm-hmm. in the middle of nowhere. I'm creeped out about the story about the horse and the horse sound and the wagon sound. I'm creeped out by the guy being pulled to the door. I mean, the whole thing just seems creepy. I don't think I would spend any time out there. I would agree with this gentleman. Wouldn't spend any time out there in the dark, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought of that. Like, when I had the farm, I thought, like, oh, if I stay here, maybe it can bury me on the farm. And I look at that, I'm like, I wouldn't want, because those places, they get sold. You know, other people come in, they forget there's even a grave there. You end up, like, getting, you know, dug up into be somebody's pool. I think that's kind of a scary thing with family plots on private pieces of land if you don't know that they're actually there.
Didn't you hide some skeletons somewhere in the ground so that if somebody did dig a pool or something like that?
No, I did those in walls.
I knew there was something.
I did those in a fireplace that I built that was like structurally, it was a fake fireplace, but you know, if you start taking the boards off and stuff, you'll find a nice little weird message on the wall and a fake skeleton. So there's lots of surprises for people someday, and we'll see if they ever connect the dots. I would certainly laugh if they ever do. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here on Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more on patreon.com/realghoststories or Apple Podcasts on our premium channel right there. Go check that out. Even try it for free. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing. Your cravings quiet down. And food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. the support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.